Welcome to the Holy Land. It's here in Nazareth that the New Testament actually starts. I'm standing high on the hills that surround today's city. But how different it is from the Nazareth that Joseph and Mary knew. Then it was such a small settlement. It wasn't even mentioned in the Old Testament. The few dwellings of the time would only have housed about 200 or 300 people. Beautiful rolling hills rose up all around the little village. Today, those same hills are totally covered with houses. Nazareth's population has grown from around 200 to over 200,000. From where I'm standing here on these hills, I can see the imposing Church of the Annunciation far below, right in the centre of today's city. It commemorates the visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary, bringing his awesome announcement. The church and its school cover the entire area of that old Nazareth. So part of the church is built over the site of Mary's actual home. Its remains can still be seen inside the church. I well remember standing here on these hills one night many years ago. The silvery light of the full moon was bathing the whole of Nazareth in its ethereal glow. It was a magical sight. I could so easily imagine the descent of the angel Gabriel to Mary. The words of the Bible just sprang to life. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. He came to Mary and said, "Hail, O favoured one, the Lord is with you. You will conceive and bear a son. The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." So Nazareth is the site of what must surely be the most astounding announcement of all time. The Son of God is to walk upon this earth. Well, I'd been invited to spend that evening at the home of the coach driver who had been our guide for the past week. He had very kindly opened his home to a few of our group. When I could drag myself away from the moonlit sight outside, I joined them in his house. And there, on the little black and white television, there were two men walking around on the moon itself. It was the time of the Apollo moon missions, and it was a live transmission. For those who lived through those days, the excitement of the Apollo missions was stupendous. After all, ever since God created the heavens and the earth, only 12 men have ever set foot on the moon. It was an astounding achievement. Little did I realize then that one of those astronauts would one day be holding my baby daughter in his arms. But that's what Colonel James Irwin did. And on his return to this earth, he found a new mission opening before him. To tell the world, its kings and its presidents, its rulers and its emperors, that Jesus walking on this earth is far more important than man walking on the moon. Well, those Apollo moon missions were a long time ago now. In fact, no one under 40 was even alive at the time. Even the names of those heroes are scarcely remembered. Even they're walking on the moon. How quickly memories fade. People pass away. Even moon men can be forgotten. But how different it is with the one whose birth was announced here in Nazareth. And with his mother. Mary was quite right. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. And the angel Gabriel was quite right. His kingdom will never end. And Colonel James Irwin was quite right. Jesus walking on this earth is far more important than man walking on the moon.